The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they
I'm so excited. Senior Constable Mick Slaughter is in the house for our fortnightly chat about Crime Stoppers. How are you?
Not too bad. Jenny, yourself?
I'm well. I'm kind of glad our sidekick Ben Harvey is busy today.
Yeah, it's easier without him, isn't it?
How's things going in Crime Stoppers world? Tell me about this poor bloke in his 70s.
Yes, well, that was an aggravated burglary on Glenbourne Drive in Southlake back on the 21st of August, a little while ago now. At about 3:10 a.m., he was in his home and heard a bit of a noise and thought, that doesn't sound right. And then all of a sudden, the front window smashed.
No.
And as you could imagine, he was very, very scared. But then he noticed that the door was being banged on, so he approached it. And they were whacking it down with some sort of axe type thing. I'm not sure exactly what. And in the process, part of the doors collapsed on him and whacked his leg. So he ended up in hospital getting looked at for that. So fortunately, they left empty-handed and didn't actually enter the house, but they... It's still a burglary, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're very keen to identify who it was. We've asked for CCTV and all sorts of things around that area. Mm-hmm. If anyone knows of anything about it, we'd love to hear from them. It's very distressing for that man in his 70s to encounter that, especially at 3:10 in the morning. I'd be sound asleep.
Oh, my God. And the shock that you would get is just
absolutely.
You and I are a lot younger than 70. And poor, that poor old
much
dear.
For me.
Can't wait for my next birthday. But I guess, are we seeing a lot of this? I mean, we have spoken on the show and in the paper about, you know, crimes against our elderly and our senior citizens. Is this a common thing that you're seeing at Crime Stoppers, or is it ticking along?
I wouldn't say it's common, fortunately.
Yeah,
it does happen, unfortunately, also. So with this one, we don't know what any connection between the two. Maybe they knew that an old bloke was at home. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't. We don't know. But we need to identify who those people are.
Indeed.
And hopefully find out some more information about it.
Indeed. Identify who those losers are, that is for sure.
Yes.
And what about this poor woman who copped a metal tool to the head while she was driving?
Yes, well, this one we've had in the media for a little while. We've back on the 15th of September, a 45-year-old woman was driving her white Ford Falcon on Mandra Road near Murdoch Drive, and as she turned, a socket extender was thrown through the window. Her window was open, I believe, and it whacked her in the head, and as a result, she got 18 staples. Have you ever had staples?
No, I had copped 7 stitches under my chin when I fell off my bike.
I remember you talking about that in the previous episode.
Yeah.
Yes, but a very nasty incident. And as an update, we're trying to look for an early 2000s Holden Commodore sedan. It was silver.
Yeah.
And we've released an image of a car of the type we're looking for. And there was a bit, looks like there was a bit of a dispute in that area at the time. So it may be linked to that. So we're hoping that someone out there can identify who was in that area at that time. There was a woman driver of that vehicle, described as light-skinned in her 30s with a medium build and short, mousy blonde hair. So we'd like to speak to her just to see what was going on.
Yeah.
She may have nothing to do with it, but it's an avenue of investigation for those detectives.
God, that's just insane.
Absolutely.
Now, how's about these absolute knob jockeys giving the CCTV, flipping the bird to the CCTV? What's going on there?
He went beyond that, Jenna.
Oh, God.
I'll just say.
Oh, dear.
It's a trespass in Orphington Street in Cloverdale at around 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 15th of September. A man was caught on CCTV tapping on a front door and he was trying to open it. And after a while, he couldn't get in, so he looked up and saw a CCTV camera. Now, most people would think, oh, CCTV camera, I'll get out of here. But not this bloke. He proceeded to do a lot of things on that camera footage, which I won't go into because it's too offensive for radio or anything for that matter.
Any type of public consumption.
I have seen the video
and
I don't get offended too easily, but it was ridiculous. He didn't expose himself, but he did everything but. So we would like to identify who he is because he seems a little bit deranged in my view.
He's
described as being 18 to 25 years of age, olive skin, slim build and dark curly hair. So very keen to identify who he is. And we've got a few other people in the area saying that he was knocking on other doors and doing similar things. So, not quite right.
No, not indeed. And I need to know more about this case about spilt milk.
Yes, this one is a bit of a quirky one,
for
want of a better term. It was a damage on McDowell Street in Welshpool. At around 6:50 a.m. on Monday the 21st of September, a man has entered the commercial yard in Welshpool. There was a crate of milk, you know, the 2-litre milk.
Yeah, they've been dropped off.
Yeah, and he just picks it up and throws it. basically. So it spills everywhere.
No, and imagine doing that at a no cup of tea for Smoko.
Exactly. That's a punishable offence, yeah. Easily, for coffee. But yeah, he's then sat down and drunk from one of the broken bottles for a little, plastic bottles for a little while. And then he spilt another one all over the wall of the building. So not much of a crime, but a lot of cleaning up was involved. Because if you ever left milk for too long and it smells. Mm,
yes.
So, yeah, we'd like to identify who he is. He's described as being light-skinned, slim build with shoulder-length brown hair and facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we're keen to identify who he is because what's he doing in that yard to start with? He shouldn't even be in there.
So bizarre. There's so many weird ones this
week.
Yeah,
I know. Well, we like to grab a few quirky ones and a few more serious ones as per the aggravated burglary on the 70-year-old.
Are we seeing some – what's going on in terms of, like, the crimes in WA at the moment? Are we seeing a spike in anything or any trends? Or is it kind of just business as usual for you guys and you're seeing the quirky and the horrible?
Yeah, well, it's business as usual. As we know, that crime will always happen, it seems. We obviously do our best at WA Police and Crime Stoppers to try and minimise that. And if a crime does happen, we put it up in lights and try and get members of the public to identify who's involved. So.
Yeah. Before you go, I must ask you and congratulate you and your charges, I guess, on all of the great policing work involved in the Claremont serial killer trial. What was the vibe like on Thursday?
Yeah, no, look, it's a great result, but let's hope that we can still find Sarah.
Yeah, indeed. Mick Slaughter, thank you so very much for joining us. That's all on page 62 of today's West. And if you have any information, call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, Gemma.